Lake Effect Weekend returns on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. The purchase of a new home marks the beginning of a new life. However, sometimes it unexpectedly connects us to a shared past. Madison resident Carol Bracewell bought a new house at the beginning of this year, and during the reconstruction of it, she stumbled across something that made her love her new home even more. Bracewell says she should have known something was up when she first saw the speed limit 60 sign in the basement.
Before I even bought the house, it was an issue because highway signs are all reflective paint. And I was trying to take pictures in the basement. And every time I took a picture, all I could see was the giant highway sign glowing. And I'd have to I had to turn the flash off because I couldn't get a picture of the furnace because of the highway sign. It was very clear. They're right down the middle of the basement. The entire wall down the middle of the basement is highway signs. You can't miss them.
So where else did you find these signs as part of construction, reconstruction in the house?
They kind of creep up on you. There's a storage space under the basement stairs. It's all painted brown on the outside. And you open the door to look in and there's a highway sign right there. Madison Baraboo. There it is right on the inside. But the funniest one is on my living room floor. I wanted to refinish the floors, and there were these two kind of dark spots that didn't look like the rest of the floor. They had been filled in when something was removed. So I had a friend of mine come over, take out those patches to put in matching oak floor. He turned the patch over, and it was one of the black and white striped highway signs. That's frugal. That is, I have a piece of plywood, and I'm going to patch my floor with plywood. And I know what's funny is I know exactly when he did that, the previous owner, because he shimmed up the plywood with newspaper. February 11th, 1973.
So who was this guy and how much do you know about him?
I know that he bought the house in 1968. And when I bought the house, he was 98 years old. I know from his daughter that he worked for the state highway department. He got them when they were decommissioning the signs to replace them with new ones. I just had no idea that they would be everywhere in the house, everywhere you look, and in the garage. One of the cool things about this house is the big garage, 2.5-car garage. The whole back side of the garage is a workbench, which for me, I love my tools and my projects, so it's 25 feet long, and it is entirely made of highway signs. Because these are 3/4-inch marine plywood signs. They're heavy, they're sturdy, even though they've been out in the rain and snow for probably 15 years before they were decommissioned. And I think it's excellent wood to build any kind of product with, any kind of thing in your house with. Super.
What's been the biggest surprise sign you've run across? Like, how did he do this? And why am I finding this here now?
The biggest collection of signs and the most useful use of them is the attic. There's a pull-down stairway. And, to walk around in the attic and not fall through the floor, you have to put some wood down. And when I started doing some electrical upgrades, that was when I first realized, move a board, and the board is a highway sign. And I did the math. I have an 815-square-foot house, and I have 815 square feet of highway signs in the attic. I thought, this is outrageous. And I didn't notice it because they all fit together so well. There's little ones for little single street names, and there's square ones for your diamond warning signs, and there's huge ones with the 2 or 3 city destinations. And he got all of those up there, and it made this perfect patchwork floor. What's funny to me is that these things that the owner did are exactly what I would have done if I'd been in his position. I always pick up scrap wood by the side of the road if it's clean, because I like to build things. I might build a box, I might build a shelf. And honestly, the old wood is better than a lot of the new wood. If I go to the lumberyard today, I've got to dig through this huge pile of 2x4s that are, crooked and bent and have knots in them, because we're growing, the super fast growing pine. It's super low quality, I think. I would prefer to find scrap wood that's sturdier than to go to the store and pay good money for something that's of lower quality.
So let's go outside and take a look at some of these signs. Now that you've seen these signs and now that you've run across them, has it changed the way you look at highway signs?
I just think it's really funny that I bought a house from a guy who thinks exactly the way I do, and he was 98. There's so much engineering, manufacturing, ingenuity, electricity, materials that go into making something. And that's, that, you know, for hundreds of years, that's been one of the main ways that humans are creative and inventive. They solve a problem. I mean, look, like, we invented the sewing machine, like, holy cow, right? We invented these things and we went to great lengths to manufacture everything to tolerances, you know, to high quality. But then as soon as we don't need it for that purpose, we think we're going to throw it out. But all of that time and energy and creativity and manufacturing energy got put into that thing. And I can't see putting it in the landfill. I just can't, like, it's a waste of energy to put it in the landfill. So recycling in the sense of rescuing that energy to use now rather than the dump doesn't care. The dump doesn't need it. You know, I need it.
Jonifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison and is the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields introduced us to Madison resident Carol Bracewell. And that's our show today. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Thanks for making us part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, and you can hear our weekday version of Lake Effect at 10 in the morning, all on listener-supported 89.7 FM WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered coming up next.